we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Make No Provision for the Flesh. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Romans 13:13-14. Romans 13, verse 13 to 14 reads, "Let us live decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in discord and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to arouse its desires." I have just read from the New English Translation. Gabriel used to be an alcoholic before he accepted the Lord Jesus. After meeting the Lord, he vowed never to drink alcohol again. He kept this vow and enjoyed his growing relationship with the Lord until his cousin came to visit from another country, requiring him to spend a lot of time with him. Gabriel's cousin, being an unbeliever, wanted to visit clubs and bars together. Trying to be a good host, Gabriel did not decline as he usually would have. He followed his cousin to the club a few times, and one night he took some alcohol, became drunk, and did things he had vowed never to do again. When he came to his senses, he regretted it with tears and ran to his pastor to confess what had happened. His pastor exclaimed, "Oh, you gave room to the flesh." He explained to Gabriel that the flesh cannot be transformed and will ultimately be changed during the resurrection. Until then, we must ensure that we do not give it room. No matter how high you go in the spirit, if you give room to the flesh for a moment, you will be shocked at how untransformed the flesh remains and how it seeks to dominate you. The flesh is an unrepentant rebel that must be perpetually mortified. There are songs, environments, thoughts, and imaginations that, if not quickly arrested, will give room to the flesh. There are also companies that, if not severed, will give room to the flesh. Go into today remembering that no matter how high you've gone, if you give the flesh even a little room to dominate your soul, it will ultimately cause you to fall. Guard your heart with all diligence. Watch out for the things that give room to the flesh and cut them out of your life. Prayer. I enjoy Christ's exceeding grace. I walk in the Spirit and please the Lord in all things. I give no room to the flesh. Sin has no dominion over me. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 48-50. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 48-50.
Psalm 48, a psalm of the sons of Korah.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth. Like the heights of Zaphon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there. Pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end.
Psalm 49 for the director of music of the Sons of Korah, a psalm.
Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come? When wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a sufficient ransom. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough so that someone should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that the wise die, that the foolish and the senseless also perish, leaving their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. Human beings, despite their wealth, do not endure. They are like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve their saying. They are like sheep and are destined to die. Death would be their shepherd, but the upright will prevail over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave, far from their princely mansions. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases, for they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them. Though while they live, they count themselves blessed, and people praise you when you prosper. They will join those who have gone before them, who will never again see the light of life. Human beings who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish.
Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph.
The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see thieves, you join with them. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. But I now arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue. Those who sacrifice thank offerings honor me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.